Natalisa Speer, also with the NRDC. She's a senior policy analyst dealing with drilling issues, coastal drilling. And first of all, I'm wondering if what happened this week has anything to do with the defeat of the effort to drill in Anwar.
Well, we're very excited about that victory that we celebrated last week. And a lot of it has to do with what Darren has just been talking about, which is that there are a lot better alternatives to developing public lands around the country offshore and in the Arctic Refuge than has been proposed. And I think the legislation that Darren just spoke of is one example of how this country can much more effectively and in a much more clean and effective way meet its energy needs. And so we're very, very, very excited about the win in the Arctic. On the other hand, the offshore oil and gas activities represents an area where we continue to see efforts to tack on to the reconciliation bill, which is currently under consideration on the House side, provisions that would open up areas of the what's called the Outer Continental Shelf. These are areas of federal land that lie beyond the 3-mile limit of state waters and extend out 200 miles from our coastlines. And most of our federal lands offshore along the East Coast and the West Coast and in parts of Florida have been protected for many, many years from oil and gas development. And the proposals that we've seen crop up in the last few weeks would open those areas to oil and gas development, which is a proposal that we take a very dim view of.
And we only have about a minute left, Lisa. I should mention Lisa Speer is a co-director of NRDC's Oceans Program. That's why we're speaking to her on the threat to open up more coastal areas to drilling. What can our listeners do if they don't want to see us go in that direction?
Contact your members of Congress. Tell them to support the legislation Darren just spoke of instead of legislation to open our precious public lands to oil and gas development.
Yeah, don't you hate how they're always saying, you know, yes, we need to get off oil, let's go drill. And that's obviously not the way to go. This legislation really is the most hopeful sign I've seen in a long time.
Yep.
Okay, anything else we should know in the last 30 seconds? About the what to watch for, anything coming up soon on the horizon?
Well, I think, you know, we can never rest on our laurels. The Arctic will be back again. I'm sure we'll always have to keep up the fight and, in particular, push for the kinds of alternatives that we talked about earlier in the program.
Thank you, Lisa Speer with the NRDC. And we want to say again that we are proud to be sponsored by the Natural Resources Defense Council, the nation's leading environmental action organization. We'd like you to visit our website, and you can get more information about our guests and about the shows and about EcoTalk's need to stay sustainable, to practice what we preach. We need your help to stay on the air into 2006. We hope you can help us. Go out and have a great green week, and please be more ecocentric whenever you can.